with that, let's have Tony give us a short overview of the planning process.
Brief.
Short.
Brief.
I got the message. No, the IPP is the penultimate step in a five-year-long planning process. It's essentially the draft report that is put out for comment that we look for from the public, from agencies, for everyone to review the document before we move to production of the final regional water plan that will be coming out on October 20th of this year. It will be the 2026 Brazos G Regional Water Plan. And then the cycle begins anew again, 5 years. For the last 4 years, this planning group has been, they held a pre-planning meeting. They've received draft projections of population, municipal growth, non-municipal growth in various categories of water use, reviewed and approved revisions to those changes that were adopted by the Water Development Board, then spent the next 3 years engaging with water providers throughout the region through sub-regional meetings, through individual meetings with the technical consultant, our team, building the information base on water supplies and strategies to meet projected water needs over the next 50 years from 2030 to 2080. And so the IPP's purpose is to capture all of that through a 2,000-page document that goes water provider by water provider through each strategy to meet the needs for the next 50 years. That's the objective of the IPP. And so where we're at today is the hearing to hear comments on those. We will take the comments, document them all, either written or verbal comments today, and then prepare responses for everyone, including the state agency comments that are going to be coming later this summer. So we'll be pulling all that information together, preparing responses, making revisions, and walking through the process. That's where we're at today. And with that, if unless there's any questions of me, that's my summary of where we're at and what we're doing.
Any questions for Tony from anybody? Thanks, Tony. Thanks for keeping it short.